Naloxone has a high affinity for mu opioid receptors, where it acts as an inverse agonist, causing the rapid removal of any other drugs bound to these receptors. When taken in large quantities, opioid medications such as morphine, hydromorphone, methadone, heroin, or fentanyl are capable of causing life-threatening symptoms such as respiratory depression, reduced heart rate, slurred speech, drowsiness, and constricted pupils. If untreated, this can progress to vomiting, absent pulse and breathing, loss of consciousness, and even death. Naloxone is indicated for the rapid reversal of these symptoms of central nervous system depression in opioid overdose. Humanized monoclonal antibodies, or mAbs, are those in which small but critical parts of the complementarity-determining region are from non-human sources, but the larger constant regions of the immunoglobulin heavy and light chains are human-derived. Chimeric antibodies are those in which the FC part of the immunoglobulin molecule, but not the CDR, is of a human sequence. In general, chimeric mAbs and humanized antibodies contain greater than 65 and greater than 90% human sequence, respectively. To prevent the spread of COVID-19 and keep everyone at the hospital safe, we're asking all patients, family caregivers, and visitors to wear a mask or face covering while in the hospital. As you enter the hospital, you'll meet with our screening staff. If you don't have your own mask or face covering, or if the staff determines that the mask you're wearing is not effective, we'll hand you a mask to wear. Please clean your hands with hand sanitizer before and after putting your mask on. Respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, and skin and soft tissue infections are the most common sources of sepsis. Pneumonia is the most common cause of sepsis. Although many patients with sepsis have fever, the clinical manifestation can be subtle, particularly in older patients and those who are immunocompromised. Fluid resuscitation is the priority in early management, including administering an intravenous crystalloid at 30 milliliters per kilogram within the first 3 hours. The middle ear is an air-filled chamber connected to the nose and throat via a channel called the Eustachian tube. Normally, air moves through this tube to equalize the pressure in the middle ear with that of the air around us. This is especially important when there are large changes in the external air pressure, such as in flying or scuba diving.